All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We're getting ready to take a look at how we can power up for a longer life on this Power Friday. We began this discussion last week, and I shared with you some of the things that we can do to help live a longer, better quality of life. That's the one thing that I'm wanting to reemphasize and reiterate. It's not just about living longer, but hopefully also living better, living a better quality of life while we continue to live on. All right. So that's why we're calling it powering up for longer life. We mentioned that one of the things that we can do is become more conscientious. Yes, more conscientious in the sense that we pay attention to detail, think things through, and really try to do what's right. There's an 80-year study that found that people who live this way live longer. Pay attention to detail, think things through, and try to do what's right. That last one really caught my attention. Try to do what's right. So often I hear people talk about, you know, well, I do this, I do that. Once in a while, I hear someone also include doing what's right. All right. What else did we talk about? The importance of having good friends and being grateful for them. Good friends. Dozens of studies showing a clear link between strong social ties and a longer life. We also talked about, along with that whole notion of having good friends, making sure that you choose your friends wisely. And that's the reason that I deliberately talk about having good friends. Yes, good friends. Not all the people who we like hanging out with are good for us. You know, we need to make sure that the people who we like hanging with are the kind of people who can help us say things and do things that enhance the well-being of our souls. That enhance the well-being of our souls. We can hang out with people who encourage us, inspire us to be gossips, liars, slanderers, sexually promiscuous, adulterers, adulteresses, thieves, drug addicts. In these cases, the people that we're hanging out with are people we may really enjoy being with, but they're not enhancing the well-being of our souls. And ladies and gentlemen, we are the ones most responsible for making the decisions that lead to the enhancement of our souls, the enhancement of the well-being of our souls. So choose your friends wisely. We also talked about the importance of giving up smoking if you already smoke and staying away from smoking for the rest of your lives if you don't smoke. We also mentioned this, embracing the beauty of the nap. I've shared with you before, I don't want any of us to talk about how we are always sleep deprived and wear that as a badge of honor. We are doing ourselves a tremendous disservice emotionally, mentally, physically, when we're constantly depriving ourselves of our proper amount of sleep and the proper time of sleep, getting it when our bodies most need it. So don't wear that like a badge of honor. Talking about powering up for longer life. Embrace the beauty of the nap, especially if we're not able to get to bed on time, consistently get to bed on time at night, and get the number of hours of sleep that we need. You notice I mentioned those two things, getting to bed on time and getting the proper amount of sleep, the number of hours of sleep that we need. And our body is saying, hey, I'm worn out. go ahead and obey your body. Let that body fall asleep. Let that body nap. You're someplace safe where it's okay for you to do that. You're at home. You're just watching TV and you notice that your eyes keep falling shut. Stop fighting it and just go ahead and sleep. Now, here's something else that they recommend that we do to help power up for longer life. Follow a Mediterranean diet. It's rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, olive oil, and fish. And a lot of you know, those are the kinds of foods we've been talking about for a long time. Check this out. The Mediterranean diet, rich in fruits, rich in vegetables, rich in whole grains, rich in olive oil, rich in fish. The plan can put a serious dent in your chances of getting metabolic syndrome too, which is a mix of obesity, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, and other things that make you more likely to get heart disease and diabetes. All right, what else can we do? Is there anything else that we can do to power up for longer life? Yes, I'll share some more with you in just a few minutes.